You're with SBS Radio.
Australia's vaccination rollout has reached a new milestone, with 5 million injections now administered across the country. It comes as Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt announces the government will release extra Pfizer doses for Victoria over a three-week period from the 14th of June.
We'll provide that extra 100,000 doses, which will support 50,000 individuals receive vaccines over the coming weeks. That's a recognition of the very strong work being done here in Victoria and the strong demand. We want to see other states and territories have that same degree of public support and confidence. It's going well around the country, but always we push for more.
Victoria has recorded 4 new cases of COVID-19 in the community. But while infection numbers are low, Acting Premier James Molino says authorities aren't expecting an early end to the state's fourth lockdown.
It'll be based on public health advice. My expectation is by the end of this period, we'll be in a position to have further easings of restrictions in regional Victoria and careful easing of restrictions in Melbourne. But we just got to drive this thing to the ground.
2 of the 4 new cases are linked to RCARE's Maidstone Aged Care Facility. They are a 79-year-old resident and an agency-registered nurse. The resident is asymptomatic and is fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but is being transferred to a hospital for public health reasons, while the nurse has received their first vaccination dose and is also asymptomatic. The Australian Medical Association's President Dr. Omar Khurshid says aged care workers must be urgently vaccinated and in much larger numbers.
We actually haven't got them vaccinated. So the message has been out there, you're in phase 1A, go and get vaccinated. It didn't work. We've got under 10% fully vaccinated this far into the rollout. That's not good enough. So we need to change approach.
James Molino says the other 2 new cases in Victoria had been isolating during their infectious period and are both known primary close contacts of existing cases. One is linked to an outbreak in Port Melbourne, while the other is a primary school teacher who's part of the West Melbourne cluster of the so-called Delta variant. Health authorities are yet to track down the source of the highly infectious variant first detected in India. Some medical experts, like Professor Margie Danchin from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, say teachers must urgently be placed on priority vaccination lists to prevent further outbreaks in the community.
The Delta strain now, with increased transmissibility and potentially severity, I think we do need to provide the best protection we can to teachers and reassurance, because we really need to prioritise opening schools.
Residents in Melbourne's inner west and northern suburbs are urged to be on high alert for symptoms of COVID-19 after viral fragments were detected in wastewater coming from 10 suburbs with no confirmed cases but several exposure sites listed. The Victorian government has also announced a $32.2 million tourism support package to help boost tourism and hospitality businesses across the state. The funding will include 80,000 additional regional tourism vouchers costing $16 million and a $4,500 supplement for all tourism operators across Victoria, costing $11.8 million. It also includes a $4.4 million Alpine support package, which will offer grants to businesses servicing Victoria's ski resorts. Tourism Minister Martin Pakula says the sector needs targeted support due to its shorter season being impacted by intrastate travel restrictions.
The Queen's Birthday long weekend is one of their biggest weekends. And so in recognition of the fact that that will be disrupted with only region-to-region travel over that long weekend, there'll be up to $15,000 for on-mountain employing businesses, up to $10,000 for on-mountain non-employing businesses, and up to $5,000 for certain off-mountain businesses.
And in Western Australia, a man has been returned to hotel quarantine after testing positive to COVID-19. The maritime worker arrived in Perth from Colombia via the United States late last month. He'd completed 2 weeks in quarantine and was cleared. However, a test taken for work delivered a moderately positive COVID-19 result. Chief Health Officer Dr. Andrew Robertson says the man isn't a threat to the community, as he wore a mask in public and visited 3 sites in the city, but contact tracing and genome sequencing is underway. Meanwhile, New South Wales has thrown its support behind a push to evolve the nation's quarantine system for returning travellers. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says his government intends to develop its own proposal for a purpose-built quarantine facility following similar pushes from Victoria and Queensland.
As the state that's done the heavy lifting when it comes to hotel quarantine, setting up an individual facility that may assist us over the next 12 months and particularly probably alleviate pressure on the hotel system, that's something we should look at. The federal government has said that they will support these types of facilities in other states.
The federal government continues to face pressure from health experts to move away from hotel quarantine over concerns around breaches within the system. After more than 20 such events, Dr. Omar Khurshid says the current approach is unsustainable.
The reality is that our hotels are not fit for purpose. The virus is getting trickier and trickier to deal with, more and more transmissible, and the need is growing, not shrinking. So it is time for all our state governments to work with the federal government and develop alternatives to hotel quarantine so we can put those highest risk people, those coming from high-risk jurisdictions, or those who've tested positive for the virus, into a situation where they're not going to give the virus to anybody else and it's not going to get out into our community.
The federal opposition says the government needs to create a network of purpose-built facilities like Howard Springs in Darwin across the nation rather than just Victoria. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.